of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
It's time for Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
I'll allow it.
An open and honest discussion about how the law applies to the headlines.
You not only insult me, but you insult the integrity of this court.
The defendant is not guilty.
The defense is wrong.
But somebody in this courtroom is.
I'm being charged with a crime.
A trial by court-martial.
Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime?
Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law.
Oh, this story might be juicier than a Rocco's roast beef po' boy.
I mean, if you want a second best po' boy.
Bro, don't even reference that garbage listing. Rocco's
225 best magazine,
no,
baby.
No.
Po' boy express. What? I don't even understand.
Exactly.
That. I don't understand.
Exactly. No, it's no.
Shout out to Rocco, one of the best po' boy joints in Baton
Lose
Rouge.
Lose the one off, please. The best po' boy joint in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
You just
okay.
give too much deference to somebody who's throwing awards at a drive thru.
So if
you want to make a great New Orleans style po' boy, you got to be from New Orleans.
So I'm convinced that your viewers, your listeners, the folks who in the pantheon of Talk 107.3 air shows, entertainment, this is the segment that people look forward to every single week. They don't look forward to Haggai. They don't look forward to Rocco. It's Legally Served. It's Legally Served. I'm convinced. I haven't seen the numbers. I don't even know if you have numbers.
So the whole working on humility thing, it's not really going.
I'm a broken man.
It's not really going where you want it to go.
No, not at all.
All right.
So what you got today?
I got something called
Guantanamo Bay Torture Chambers in the Baton Rouge Police Department.
A police officer implicated in multiple complaints that have cost the city parish thousands of dollars has resigned amidst the latest investigation into his conduct. It comes as the mayor is questioning the use of a little-known police facility known as the Brave Cave. Mayor Sharon Weston Broom announced Officer Troy Lawrence Jr.'s resignation and ordered a review of the Brave Cave's use in a statement Tuesday. In that same statement, the mayor said she was previously unaware of the facility, which is adjacent to a police substation and used to process suspects after their arrest. Chief Murphy Paul says, the facility's been there for years. I've never heard the term Brave Cave before, haven't heard it until this week.
Plausible deniability.
Deputy Chief Myron Daniel says, I'm very familiar with the facility that I can honestly say thousands of suspects have been processed there over the years.
Oh, I bet thousands of people have been processed there.
I was shocked to hear the name Brave Cave. All right, so let's start off with this. The accusations are, like, it's a black site.
It's, one might say it's an interrogation facility,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, so the viewers know that I'm keeping it legal, you can interrogate individuals accused of crimes. Generally, you do it in a interrogation room, not a cave.
Well, yeah.
You don't do it at a black site.
No. You got the two-way mirror on the other
practice.
Side. You got the camera.
Good practice to film it.
Yes, it is.
Why would you not film it? Because you don't want people to see what you're doing.
Well, the confession has to be on tape, too.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean,
you know,
non-coerced.
Detectives Reagan and Baez, they'll get you in the box. They'll tell you, he'll tell you to shut up a few times. They'll pick up a chair and slam it down, but that's where it ends.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it ended there.
No.
On this one. Brave Cave. Just sounds so Baton Rouge.
It does.
The mayor didn't know anything about it. She was misled.
Okay. We got a break for news. When we come back from news, I want to talk about the potential legal ramifications of this because it's going to open up a hornet's nest. I also want to talk about defending the accusations because the hype train has left the station before any defense. No, we don't need proof. We just need the accusation.
I think
that's all we need here.
I think most citizens are not going to care.
That's where we're going. He's attorney Franz Borghardt. Well, this is Mornings with Brian Haldane. More specifically, it's a segment we call Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt. Franz comes in every Wednesday to talk about the legal ramifications of our headlines. And the headline this week involves the Brave Cave, the interrogation center that made the news yesterday. A lot of people trying to take this in right now. All right, Franz, I want to start with this. What we have right now are a number of accusations.
Sure. That looks really bad.
Absolutely. The accusations normally do look bad. They normally
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
I represent people who allegedly do stuff all the time, and the allegations are enough to run with. Are you suggesting that we should take a step back and presume that this individual or these individuals or this police force are innocent?
This is why we do this segment.
Presumed innocent.
I mean, do I have to quote Franz Borchardt on
this? There's two reasons to interrogate somebody.
Uh-huh.
There's one, I'm trying to get them to confess to a crime that I believe that they did.
Yeah.
Or two, I'm trying to get intel to work a conspiracy
because
or a system
of crime. Because someone else's life might be in danger right now.
Right. So there's two reasons. There's two reasons to interrogate someone. I'm interrogating a witness or a suspect to get more intel to work up a bigger defendant or a bigger crime or, you know, where's the little girl that you kidnapped?
Right.
Okay. That all being said, there are acceptable methods of interrogation by police that are prescribed by law, and then there are violations of human rights when you do a brave cave or cave-like interrogation. What does that normally look like? Physical torture, deprivation of food, water, sound blasting.
Wait, hang on. Stop the deprivation of food and water. You're making it sound like they're in camp there for months on end.
I don't know what happened
there.
They're
not holding people there for months on end.
I don't know what happened there. Loud music. Blasting loud music.
Okay.
What would be the torture music, Alondra? What would be the torture music? Point is, you're absolutely right. We don't know if this really happened or didn't happen. Right now, it's an allegation that will probably be followed by a civil lawsuit.
My assumption would be, and this is an assumption, that they roughed some guys up over there. Probably more than a few.
Which you will agree is not okay.
You're throwing out tactics.
Roughing up people is not okay.
Completely agree. But you're throwing out tactics like they're trying to take down the Branch Davidian compound.
I understand that,
but this isn't Zero Dark Thirty. They're not holding people for months on end.
It was a great movie. What kind of world do you want to live in? This is the question I know you're leading to. Not to steal your thunder.
No, go for it.
Are we so fed up with crime that we shrug our shoulders and say the end justifies the means and I don't care if you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet? Or do we say, I'm shocked that the Baton Rouge Police Department is using a brave cave to work and to diminish crime. I'm clutching my pearls. Shame on you, Chief. Shame on you, Mayor. What world are we living in?
I like the fact that you're impugning both the chief and the mayor with the assumption that they knew about this place.
Mayor was misled. That's her tagline. I was misled. She legitimately probably didn't know about this at all.
Seriously, the idea that she would even know about this place is baffling to me. No.
Yeah, she didn't know. The chief doesn't go to her and say, hey, mayor, I just want you to know that we have this secret facility called the Brave Cave where we do some stuff that maybe doesn't like follow the law in terms of interrogation and getting extracting of information.
Yeah, that's a conversation that didn't happen.
Yeah, that never happened.
Right.
Mayor didn't know.
Now, as far as the chief is concerned, I don't know what level of plausible deniability he would have, but if I'm Chief Paul and 2 years ago we see the homicide numbers that we see, that it's showing up on air.
Yeah.
If I'm Chief Paul and 2 years ago we're seeing the homicide numbers we see and I go to crack some skulls within my own department and say, the numbers got to come down, guys. The numbers have to come down. We have to start finding who's out there. We know who they are. We just don't know how to get to them. And then from there, there's initiative taken, and I air quote initiative.
Wouldn't you love if the chief, who's now a lame duck chief, he's leaving, right?
Right.
Has a time to kill Samuel Jackson moment where he goes, yeah, I knew there was a brave torture chamber. Yeah, I knew there was. Y'all need to shut up. Y'all want less crime? Wouldn't that be awesome? I would be curious to see how people would respond to that.
I would too, because it would open up so many other doors to a level of trust with police that I think would be like would turn a corner.
And to be clear, while I know that we clutch our pearls with drag racing and donut making, we're not interrogating people at this facility if, in fact, they are getting interrogated at this facility, allegedly.
Right.
It's something else. It's the more serious crimes, I would imagine. And brave, by the way, why would we call it a brave? Because there was a there was a former like unit,
yeah,
called the Brave Unit,
right,
which was like a proactive crime abatement program
in specific zip codes around the area. That was, they were attacking crime in very specific areas, and I get that, but nothing about Brave ever suggested anything like this.
Okay.
Attorney Ryan Thompson, who's representing Jeremy Lee, alleges Lee was taken to the warehouse. By the way, Jeremy Lee is the suspect that where this whole thing started.
Right.
Lee was taken to the warehouse and interrogated. Quote, after a search warrant was executed at a home, he was arrested for a litany of charges. Let's ignore that part. Subsequently, he was taken to this place that was known to me at the time, that was unknown to me at the time, the Brave Cave, Thompson explained. Upon entering the Brave Cave, several officers, including Troy Lawrence Jr., took off their vests, including their body-worn camera. While the cameras were off, Thompson alleges that Lawrence attacked Lee, initiating a gang-style beating from the officers. At some point, the body cameras were turned back on, showing Lee seated in a chair across from an officer inside what appeared to be a mostly empty warehouse with no obvious police markings, making it appear like it's a black site, like a CIA black site, right? Now, they talk about the body cameras here, but what's not talked about is the cameras that are in the building.
I assume there's no cameras in that facility.
Thank you for saying that.
That's my assumption.
Uh-huh.
I assume that, but are there cameras?
Chief Paul said the building is fitted with cameras throughout and that he's unaware of any blind spots in its surveillance system.
Well, this should be pretty easy.
That's what I'm saying.
This should be an open and shut case then.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm sure somewhere in the middle will be some gray area. Somewhere in the middle will be, yeah, the whole building except for this one room.
You don't put cameras in your torture chamber, Brian.
Okay,
even Brad the Builder knows that.
See, you don't know what he's built.
I don't know if he's built a I don't know if Brad the Builder's built a torture chamber or not.
Here's
a fun room.
Here's the thing, is that there will be gray area to come out of the back end of this. What I'm saying is the hype that we're waking up to this morning. What we're seeing now in the headlines that have come across last night. And
are
this
you
morning,
suggesting that an allegation is enough to rile people up?
Yes, 100% I am.
Welcome to my world.
That's why we do this segment. That's
welcome
why you're in here.
To my world.
Every single
all
week.
All my clients, my innocent sheep, who I'm the shepherd for, are accused of doing horrendous crimes, and people just assume because they're accused that they had to have done it. You can't handle the truth. I'm curious to see how this plays out.
We're
going to
pick up on that in just a minute.
I'm curious how this plays out.
We'll pick back up in just a minute. Right now, though, we got a couple more minutes with Attorney Franz Borchardt. We do Legally Served at this time every week. Okay, Franz.
The crown jewel of Mornings with Brian Haldane.
We're going to drop the hyperbole for just a minute. I don't want to hear about torture anymore. I don't want to hear about keeping people locked up for months on end to where they would need food and being deprived of food and water.
Well, let's keep it factually specific.
Okay.
Beating the snot out of somebody.
That's fair. Here's the thing, though. What I want to know is how do you backtrack other cases?
What is the systemic effect if this is in fact going
exactly
on? So you have to ask the question, how many times was there a confession that resulted from this facility? And if it was a confession, does it call into question the validity and truthfulness of the confession? Like the Brady list, for those listening who don't know, we have a list. The district attorney's office keeps a list of officers that have done questionable behavior.
Yeah.
That questionable behavior is scrutinized in future cases and past cases. So you have to look and see, was there confessions? Now, going back to what I suggested to you before, two reasons to interrogate somebody, confession or intel.
Right.
The intel piece, there is no consequence for that.
Really?
If I interrogated somebody to get intel about a larger criminal conspiracy, I don't know that that affects that. Like it leads you to investigate other individuals for doing shady criminal stuff that you ultimately, that investigation leads to an arrest.
If an officer tunes somebody up to find out where a drug deal is going down and then they make the drug bust, that defense attorney isn't going to say, how did they know about it? Through a roughed up interrogation.
I said, leads you to investigating other individuals. You'd have to do independent investigation of the other individuals, which is what the police theoretically do. I'm telling you, this will only affect cases – where, well, I mean, it should theoretically, if in fact this is found to be true,
mm-hmm.
and if in fact it was only one officer versus multiple, it will affect every case that was involved with one of these officers, but it really only should affect the confession. But the argument from sleazy criminal defense attorneys is going to be, how can you trust anything these guys do?
Correct.
They're willing to go to any means to break the law, to enforce the law.
Yes. That's exactly where
sleazy
this is going to go.
Sleazy criminal defense attorneys.
I know. That's exactly where this is going to go, regardless of the validity of the convictions or regardless of the amount of evidence that's there in any of the convictions. This is going to be the tipping point.
I'm sick and tired of the Constitution, Brian, protecting these people. That's what I'm sick and tired of. I should just get on Condon's show. No, you're absolutely, hyperbole aside.
Thank you.
This is the dilemma of when police officers... not allegations, assuming this did happen. If it didn't happen, it changes nothing.
Right.
If it didn't happen and nobody can prove that it happened, it changes nothing.
That second part is the important part here. No one can prove that it happened. What we're missing here is
it should be pretty simple. I'm interrogating you with cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I turn the body cameras off, and then the next time it gets back on, I'm in a
different physical state than I was when the camera went off.
Right. That should be pretty easy.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. But when you see this in the case of, was it Jeremy Lee? When you see this in Lee's case, does that automatically transfer over to every other case that's out there?
Unfortunately.
Jeremy Lee, yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, but wouldn't you need the same level of proof for everybody else who makes that accusation?
The argument, unfortunately, becomes...
if you beat Jeremy Lee, you beat everybody.
No, the argument becomes, if you're willing to bend or break rules over here, how do we know that you didn't bend or break rules in other cases? And we don't. We can't. We can't know that. We cannot
know
that.
Show me the evidence that was done in any other case.
So the problem is... it calls into question every other case. That's why we have a Brady list.
I understand that. But flip those roles for just a minute, and let's let somebody who's accused of multiple homicides say, well, we've already convicted you of one, so how do we know you didn't do everything else? You can't use that argument there.
I'm quite sure that this is why police officers in their training are probably told, if you break the law to enforce the law, you're going to make it exponentially worse.
Yeah, they are. They're trained up pretty good on that.
And you know who the only person who wins in this is?
The criminal defense attorney. Absolutely, you do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for making Baton Rouge safer.
Unless you're the one that's the next victim of crime, and then, you know, nobody ends up winning except the criminal. There we are.
I don't know that society. So here's my question.
Yeah.
I asked you this at the beginning. Do people care?
That's where we're going to go to close it out. Do people care and ballpark or crystal ball this to see how it plays out? I honestly think that there's going to be a lot of feigned outrage for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be pinned on Troy Lawrence Jr., and then it's all going to go away because we're going to have a new police chief in a couple months.
Yep.
As far as how this plays out from a legal perspective, are we going to see an unpacking like a criminal defense attorney's Christmas morning and unpacking of multiple cases that are going to have to go back and be re-reviewed?
So I think it goes back to if they are doing this because they're trying to get intel, no. If they're doing this because they were trying to elicit a confession, mm-hmm. maybe. And unfortunately, every single case that this police officer or these police officers, if there's a finding of impropriety, if there's a finding of malfeasance, if there's a finding of torture, it's going to affect every case that these guys were involved in. Bad apples.
Meanwhile.
Bad apples. It affects the entire bushel.
Look, I know.
I don't even know if that works.
It's fine. Yeah. District Attorney Hiller Moore has enough of a backlog already. This is going to exacerbate
that. This just makes his job harder.
No, 100%.
Thank you guys for making my job harder and making the city safer.
He is Attorney Franz Borghardt. We do Legally Served at this time every week. We greatly appreciate you, brother.
All right, guys. It is-